The EPA proposes to tighten 20-year-old rules designed to protect farm workers from pesticides. American Farm Bureau's Paul Schlegel says the issue is not safety, but rather overregulation.
We want to make sure that where they are imposing greater requirements, whether it's record keeping or training, that those are consistent with the needs that we find.
EPA wants to ban almost anyone 16 and younger from handling the most toxic pesticides and to require no entry zones and signs around sprayed fields until residue levels are safe. Wouldn't be the first time EPA has tried to restrict pesticide use. The Labor Department tried earlier to restrict youth from working, even on relatives' farms.
That was a very controversial proposal they had made, and they withdrew it. And I will say, in this proposal, they deal with some age issues, and they also deal with how those issues impact family farms. And I will tell you, we're going to look very closely at that to see about the potential impact on farming operations.
Again, Schlegel argues it's not about rules for safety, but regulation for regulation's sake.
We want to make sure that appropriate safeguards are in place. We would support safeguards, but we're not going to support something that might have the potential of increasing legal exposure to our members when it's not justified.
Such as with increased record keeping or training requirements. Farms would have to provide annual training versus every 5 years now on pesticide risk and how to protect families when workers return home with their clothing exposed. The EPA says there are 12 to 1,400 cases of pesticide exposure each year at farms and nurseries, but suspects many more cases are not reported.